I'm Joe Wood, and I believe.
March 30th and 31st, 1993, Somerset, England. Hundreds report a series of UFO sightings over the 2 days. Many of the witnesses are police officers and military personnel. The first sighting comes in the Quantock Hills. A police officer and a group of scouts see a craft that looks like two Concords flying side by side and joined together. The various UFO sightings are over 2 Air Force bases. At RAF Cosford, military police report a UFO passing over the base at high speed, approximately 1,000 feet in the air, but making no sound. Later that night, a meteorological officer stationed at RAF Shawbury sees the same object. In his account, the object moves slowly, targeting a narrow beam back and forth at the ground, as if it was looking for something. He then heard an unpleasant low frequency, a humming sound he could feel as well. The beam then retracted unnaturally, followed by the craft accelerating away many times faster than any known military aircraft.
Welcome to Alien Nation, the ongoing series about extraterrestrials and UFOs, which asks the question, are we alone? I'll be talking to celebrities and everyday people who also believe and have their own incredible stories to share. We'll talk about well-documented cases, we'll examine the theories and the counter-theories, but mostly we'll just share our own personal experiences together. So get in touch with your own stories. I'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. I am sitting here with my really good friend, Lynn Cotton, who is mother to Fern Cotton, who is married to my stepson, Jess. And we've known each other a while, and it wasn't until not so long ago that we realised we had something in common, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
And what was that?
Aliens.
Ooh.
UFOs and mysteries of the world.
Well, you could talk about it for days, couldn't you?
Yeah.
And never stop.
Yeah. Tell me, how did you first get into, your first discover that you are interested in UFOs and aliens and...
Well, you know, as a kid, literally, I was probably younger than 10 and always had a massive interest. I don't know why. I also had a massive interest in spiritual world and ghosts and all this kind of thing. So maybe the two are linked. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if I was given a choice to study one or the other, I think it might have to be the UFOs because I love it.
Yeah, I'm fascinated. So fascinated.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just always look to the sky just in case.
Yeah, yeah. If you keep looking up, you will find something for sure.
Yeah.
But people don't, do they? They're looking at the pavement.
Everybody's looking down or at their phones now. But I'll sit in the cab and I'll just look up to the sky and think, come on, show yourselves.
Yeah. Well, that's what... Well, I mean, I can give you a couple of examples where I was looking up. Should I tell you my
story? Yeah, go on, tell me. I want to hear your story.
Yeah, I've got three, actually. The first one, I think, it was about 14, 15 years ago. And my hubby and I were due to go out to a barbecue and we were in the back garden and it was a beautiful day and Mick was in the deck chair and I was probably just sort of lying on the floor looking up. And this very bright, metallic, shiny ball appeared. And it was sort of drifting along and it was so high up, it must have been huge because the planes were coming underneath it.
Yeah.
And it was heading towards a military facility.
Yeah.
And we thought, with terrorism and everything, you know, perhaps we better inform somebody about this. So we rang RAF Northolt.
Yeah.
And we said to them, you know, about it. And they were very quite curt, you know, and they just said, no, nothing to do with us and put the phone down.
Oh, really?
And we carried on looking up. We had binoculars and everything. And within a few minutes of putting the phone down to them, two bright lights appeared next to the object and started checking it out. And they were sort of going around it and up and down. And this went on for ages. And we just carried on looking, and the lights went off, and this thing just kept going. Never found out what it was.
You're not likely to, are you?
But isn't it weird that those lights appeared as soon as we put the phone down from the RAF?
It seems to be a pattern that you always find them near military places.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it seems to be a pattern. There's lots of stories about them in America, always by military places.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So that was your first.
That was my first.
And yeah.
The other one, driving in the car with Mick, I was the passenger, and looking up as usual, and it was quite a cloudy day. And all of a sudden, I saw little black things coming out from the clouds and going back in and out, like they were playing hide and seek.
Yeah.
And I what was going on there? I don't know. And that was all that happened. We just carried on driving and that was that. But I mean, it wasn't a plane because it darted back in.
Yeah.
And it was moves really high up.
Yeah.
Oh. And there were about three or four of these dots.
Yeah.
So that was number two. And number three, with my parents in the garden, looking up one afternoon and saw very high up a multicoloured tube that was just sort of undulating along. And we had the binoculars on it and we looked at it for ages. And once again, planes were coming underneath.
Yeah.
So never did find out about that one. Although I have heard of the astronauts seeing that when they've been actually out of the Earth, you know, heading for wherever.
They say there's the hot dog shape.
Yeah.
The flying saucer shape.
The triangle.
The triangle. The orbs.
Yeah, yeah.
There's all different. There's loads of different ones. I saw a book once with all the different drawings in of different shaped UFOs.
Well, as there are different aliens, different looks, aren't there?
Yeah.
There's quite a few, actually.
Yeah, there's the...
Reptilian.
Reptilians. I find that very interesting, reptilians.
Yeah.
And now they're finding lots of underground caves that were obviously places where... Where was it? Somewhere... In Europe, not in Europe, they found all these caves that go on for miles and miles and miles, and they reckon that humans had dug them, but they're so old. And I think the way that, because there's so many miles of them, it was like an underground town, that I reckon that's the reptilians. Surely the reptilians would live underground.
Well, I mean, they do reckon that there are some living outside Vegas.
Oh, really?
Under a mountain.
Yeah.
And they're the reptilians. And then the different types are all over the world.
Yeah, they say they walk among us. They live among us. Of course, if I was an alien and I came down to this Earth, because it was beautiful... Because it is a beautiful planet, isn't it? I mean, it's blue and it's...
At the moment it is, yeah. Yeah, we're slowly getting... destroying it, but...
I know, aren't we?
We are. But, I mean, they could be living miles down under the Earth or under the ocean because UFOs have been seen coming out of the ocean.
Don't they call them USOs?
Do they?
Unidentified... USO, yeah. Instead of flying, it's sea.
Okay.
Yeah.
But have you heard of that one where they're coming out of the ocean?
They come straight out the ocean and go straight back in again.
Yeah, yeah.
So, sure. And after all, we've only explored such a little bit of our oceans.
Absolutely.
There could be...
It'd be an ideal place for them to hide, wouldn't it?
Yeah, or just live, not even hiding.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And their technology is so advanced that it's dead easy for them to just down and... But if you go back to Egyptian times with the pharaohs and everything, they think they had help to build the pyramids.
Yes.
Because they're so precise, aren't they?
They're so perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
And I was watching a programme on the pyramids the other day, and the pyramids in Mexico, they had a sinkhole happened, and they went down into the ground and they explored it, and there was all these tunnels underneath the ground that they didn't know. And one of the tunnels held a pool of mercury.
Oh, really?
And mercury acts like a conductor.
Right.
So if it's under a pyramid, they reckon that the pyramid was used as a conductor because of the mercury.
Yeah.
So they most probably had electricity.
Okay.
How mad would that be?
Because if you put a razor blade in a pyramid, apparently, it sharpens itself and things. It's like the ideal shape.
Yeah. And I've heard that if you slept under a pyramid, it's very healing.
Okay.
Instead of having a four-poster bed, have a pyramid bed.
Or maybe that's why we like camping back in the day, in our little pyramid tents.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's all so fascinating.
And I wonder if the Egyptians were taught mummification from aliens.
Yeah,
possibly.
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, and the pyramids in Mexico are the same exactly alignment as the ones in Egypt. You know, it's like the three stars.
And they align with Sirius or whatever.
So they reckon that this energy force that they produce would go from Mexico all the way to Egypt.
The ones in Mexico aren't actually pyramids, are they? They're kind of a bit more...
They're a bit more rounded, but they're still a pyramid.
Right.
Yeah, and that's... yeah.
What location would that be?
Teotihuacan or something like that. I can't remember.
Not like Machu Picchu, is it?
No, not Machu Picchu, no. But it's... I went to the pyramids years ago in Mexico with Ronnie. And, you know, I didn't realise what I was looking at. So I have to go back again and see them.
Mm.
So they reckon it was they reckon they're like an energy plant.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
And a very odd shape, isn't it, really, to come up with a pyramid
back then,
you know.
And the ones in Egypt, they say that it's impossible to build them now with all our machinery.
So
how on earth, with all the slaves in the world, it would take hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah, it doesn't add up, does it?
It just doesn't add up.
No, I've thought that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
a bit like Stonehenge, really.
Yeah. You're very spiritual, aren't you?
I don't know how else to feel. I've always felt like this as a kid even, you know.
Yeah. Did you believe in fairies? Oh, I believed in fairies.
I didn't, but I have got a friend who's actually seen them.
Oh, really?
And she's very credible. She is a medium.
Yeah.
And she said she was washing up one day. People would laugh if you told them it, but she said, I saw them on the fence and they were all dressed in purple and lilac and pastel colours, and they were dancing and they were really happy, and then they just sort of fizzled out. And She's just an ordinary person. She's a medium.
So she must really has that ability to see things.
Yeah, that are around us all the time, but...
What was that? Ha, 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 ha.
Sorry, well, I can't hear anything.
He said, was she washing up with fairy liquid? So we know why, we think we know why the governments don't let us know, but why do you think they could come here and just say, here we are? Why do they keep themselves secret?
It's a big question, that one.
Yeah. What are they doing? Would they be here? Are they helping us? Are they? I don't know why.
I've thought about that long and hard. I don't know. Maybe they're comfortable in the environment they're living in and they're just watching and making sure we don't blow ourselves to kingdom come.
Yeah.
Don't know. There's a big agenda, but I don't know. I can't even begin to think. I wonder if we would be really frightened if we knew. And the government's all opened up. I wonder if we really would panic.
I wouldn't. I would ask to go for a ride in the spaceship.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Come on, take me for a ride.
Don't bring me back.
Yeah, no, bring me back. Bring me back.
Take me to your wonderful utopia, wherever you come from.
Yeah.
You know, Mick always says, oh, you know, I'm sure we're the only planet in the whole of eternity and the universe, but
it doesn't add up.
It really doesn't.
No.
I mean, we can't comprehend infinity and distance or anything, but you look up at the sky. I mean, when we were in France a few years ago, we were camping, actually, and I wanted to go to the loo in the middle of the night and got out of the tent and looked up. I've never, ever seen the sky like it in my life. You couldn't put your finger between the stars, you know, and you look up and you think, well,
it can't
be just us and all that up there. And that was just nothing. That was a small area of the sky. You know, it goes on for eternity.
And that's just our universe. There's others out there.
Well, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
I used to, as a kid, lie in bed and think, if I dropped off this planet and kept going down and down and down and down and down and...
Yeah.
When would I stop? And if I stopped, would it... What would be below that?
Yeah, yeah, like a brick wall. Well, what's beyond that?
So my mind used to go crazy.
Crazy,
thinking, And I was only a kid.
Yeah,
and
me too.
What is beyond, 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 beyond? How can it be infinity?
Yeah.
I just can't get, and I still can't do that in my head today.
No, you're not meant to.
You just can't. It just sort of, oh my God. Yeah, we can't
comprehend. Yeah. I mean, I think when we do die, I think we will know then. I think it will all be very clear what's happening.
Yeah.
And I do believe in dimensions. I do believe that there's stuff going on probably here, you know, but it just cutting through into a different dimension.
Yeah.
I think there are many, because I think in the Bible, in the New Testament, Jesus says about the many mansions, hypothetical meaning that there are many dimensions and he called them mansions, I think. But levels of intelligence.
Yeah, I like to think that maybe we're here, and if we go through this life and do good, then we get to the next level. And then, you know, next level and the next level, till eventually you become like a really fantastic being or spirit. Yeah, something.
Well,
I don't think you die and that's the end of that.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, I've just finished a book by a bloke called Eben Alexander, who is a neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
And he got bacterial meningitis and sort of died, if you like. And he went to the lower echelons of the spirit world, and he was almost like a worm, and he could hear all the earth around him, and he was aware that he was sort of nothing really, just this primeval thing. And he went through the different stages of getting higher and higher, and then this winged being came along and pulled him up to the light. I mean, he went through lots of different stages, and when he came back, he survived and came back, he questioned it, and he's written two brilliant books.
Eben Alexander.
Okay. Yeah, he's American. Fascinating book. I've got hundreds at home like that. So, The evidence for there not being... We're veering off, aren't we? From
we are veering
to,
off.
Yeah. I just wanted to interject with a fact here.
Yeah.
That I found. Did you know that 40,000 Americans have taken out insurance against being abducted by aliens?
Really?
Yeah, 40,000.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
How can you do that? What proof would they have?
Well, they wouldn't, would they? It seems a bit of a waste of money, really.
Yeah.
But
they're obviously that worried.
Well, yeah.
And they believe that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite a lot of people, actually.
Yeah, it is a lot of people.
Have you ever been tempted to go over to the perimeter of Area 51?
I'd love to go to that, but you can't get near enough. You can't get near enough.
Well, a few people have gone on, climbed up on a quite a big hilly thing.
And looked with binoculars.
Yeah, and you can see it all going on.
But they were right on you. I think Peter Andre did that.
Did he?
Yeah, and they immediately
escorted him off.
Yeah, escorted him off, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're definitely hiding something.
Wonder what goes on there.
I'd love to know.
Yeah. Yeah, and apparently the people that work there, they're bussed in, aren't they? No, they're flown in. They're flown in every day.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, yeah. And they're all sort of sworn to secrecy, but I mean...
There's bound to be... Well, there's a few people that have come out and said what goes on there, but that's what they that's what they do. They give information out about UFOs, but what they also do is throw in something really wacky so it gives people doubt as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I know, I'm sure about that.
I wonder how many people work at Area 51, because there's a lot
thousands.
Of people... Do you think?
Got to be loads. Yeah, definitely. Let's go.
I hate flying.
Oh, you hate flying.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be much cop, would I? Well, yeah, I'd love to go. If I could get in a time machine just or a box and press a button and be there, I'd yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I'm definitely going. I'll tell you what it's like. I'll tell you what it's like.
Yeah, do. Take lots of film. Yeah. But I'm sure there are places in England that are hotspots too.
Yes. Where is it? I've read somewhere in England.
Well, Rendlesham Forest up in... it's a place called Thurrock.
That's where the army base is.
That's where, yes. Yeah. It's coming back to me now.
Yeah.
And it was quite a few years ago, and they saw a light in the woods, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right.
And they tried to blame it on a lighthouse beam or something.
Yeah, and the guy's recording on a tape recorder as he's seeing it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't think it's a lighthouse beam, do you? You know what you're looking at, you know.
Definitely.
Because I was watching that programme that you like.
Ancient Aliens.
Yeah. Yeah, there was Ancient Aliens and Unexplained Files from NASA.
Yeah, that's
as
good. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's really, really good.
That's really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there should be more programs like that on, shouldn't there?
Yeah, they had. You know, one time you only got Ancient Aliens after midnight.
Ah.
Now I noticed it's on early in the day, especially at weekends. So they obviously have a demand for that sort of program.
Good. Yeah. Digressing quickly and things popping to my head, so I have to say them, otherwise I just forget. Did I tell you I met Buzz Aldrin?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Did I not? Now, you know, everybody wants to meet, you know, famous people and blah, 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 you know, but he was my number one to meet, and I met him, and I do some animal charity work for a brilliant outfit, and they had an auction evening in London not long ago, 3 or 4 years ago, and he was invited over to be a guest speaker, and he must be very fond of animals. So we went down to the club where it was all being held, and there he was. And I was absolutely fascinated, and I kept looking at him at thinking, what do you know? What did you see anything when you were on the moon? Were you warned off? Because they do say, because they haven't been back since 1972 or whatever, isn't it? That they've been warned off by aliens that are on the dark side of the moon.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask him loads of things, but I just thought, no, he's probably heard it all before, you know. But I've got my picture taken with him, and I've got it on my phone. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you know, the kind of the thing that struck me really was when the dude finished and he walked up the stairs, and we sort of followed after him, and he was going home or back to the hotel. Outside the bar were like loads of kids all drinking and that, and no one batted an eyelid at him. No one even looked at him, and I thought,
you don't even know who he is,
you know. But you'd get somebody off a reality show or something, and they'd all be clamouring around after them. But it's a proper hero that was walking amongst them, and they were just drinking away, you know,
not even knowing. Isn't that, well, in a way, it's sad, but. Oh, it's a shame, really.
It's a shame, but what a bloke, you know. I think he must be 80-something now.
Yeah.
But to have all that information in your head...
Was it Buzz that did that thing where they said there was a bit of recording that's from that one of the space trips to the moon where he goes, they're here, they're here. And then, but that's what I saw that on one of
that
those.
That rings
programs.
A vague bell. I heard one of them went ultra religious after. Oh. I don't know which one. But I don't know how many moon landings have there been.
I don't know. I have no idea. I should know that, really.
Yeah.
I find the moon is fascinating as well. And they said that it vibrates if when things hit it. So they're not sure if it's hollow.
The theory was it was man-made.
There's been 3 moon landings.
3?
Yeah.
And the last one was in 72.
And they've never been back since. Makes you wonder.
It does make you wonder.
Yeah. Let's go. Oh, no, you don't like flying.
I don't like flying. I've got a massive telescope at home and I do, you know, occasionally get it out and train it onto the moon. And you could literally almost see aliens walking up there. You know, it's so close.
Oh, it's fantastic. That's a good telescope. That's what
it's
I need.
It's a really good one, yeah.
I need that for Spain.
Oh, yeah. Big skies, yeah.
Big skies there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get myself on for Christmas.
Do you ever see those white lights that are just kind of going along like that?
Yeah.
They're satellites, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're quite slow.
Yeah.
Anything that goes, when you see it go like, you know, a certain speed, and you can easily track it. But I've seen ones that go quite fast across the sky.
Yes, I remember you saying, yeah. Was that in Brazil?
Oh, in Brazil, I saw the proper one where it lifted. I mean, I saw a proper one. It lifted up, moved across, stopped. And you went straight up and you went, I just went, oh my God,
wow,
it's a UFO. You saw it hovering over the sea.
Was it a light or?
The lights came down onto the sea.
Oh, right.
But it was out in the sea, I mean, it was quite big. And Ronnie was going, Joe, quick, come and see these weird lights over the sea.
Amazing. Could you see a shape or
it was it looked, I think it was a saucer, but it looked, you know, it was like that and it tapered at the edges. So, and then it just moved up like that and then, phew,
wow.
It was great.
Have you ever heard or seen of what they call Black Knight that hovers just out of our Earth's atmosphere?
Yeah.
And they calculated the object to be 30,000 years old or something like that.
Really?
And it's black and it's got a really weird shape and it, every now and again it just hovers and waits. Black Knight.
No.
Google that one.
I'll Google that one.
No one knows what it is.
I've seen something, I've seen a bit of footage where something goes towards the sun and draws up the something
the,
you can
the power
from the sun, but they say this craft must be so massive. Maybe they're just sort of flying at like sort of little
I've
worlds.
I've seen that one.
Yeah, I saw that not so long ago actually.
What about that weird long rock thing? Begins with an O. I can't. It's a long name.
Yes. Somebody was talking about that the other day. I can't remember the name.
No, it's a long name that's hard to pronounce. But they're saying that could be actually a manned craft.
Yeah, that looks like a huge long rock.
Rock, because long rocks, there aren't long rocks, are there? They're either roundish or, but not that shape.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot going on out there.
There is.
You've got to keep looking up.
You've got to keep looking up. Lynn, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me.
You're very welcome.
That's really good.
I just hope we don't get followed home by some men in black. Who have been monitoring us.
I'd invite them in for tea.
Oh, yes, they'd like that, wouldn't they?
Matcha tea.
Now, I'll tell you, Men in Black, that's another very interesting subject. But anyway, that could be for another time.
Yes. That's our show for today. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please rate us on whatever platform you get your podcast from. It helps people like you find us. Today's show was produced by Mike Hansen for Pod People Productions. Theme music by Mike Hansen and Jamie Allen. Special thanks to Nigel Heath and our narrator, Mike Hansen Sr. If you want to share your stories, we'd love to hear from you. Just email info@podpeopleproductions.co.uk. Subject matter, Alien Nation. Beam me up next time. I'm Joe Wood. And I believe.